This podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Listen to other great tech podcasts at www.techpodcasts.com.
Yo, you are in the right place at the right time, listening to the right thing. Tech Webcast. Congratulations on choosing such an awesome thing to listen to. You are clearly very smart. You're into tech stuff. You love hearing Brad and Jason and their guests chat. And you're probably really good looking too. Well done. So let's get into it. The weekly tech extravaganza that is Tech Webcast. In 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to episode 213 of the Tech Webcast podcast, recorded on the 3rd of November 2012. Tech Webcast is recorded every Saturday and rebroadcast on Aussie Tech Heads on Thursday nights at 7 p.m. Today's news, we have information about taxi booking apps in Australia, Kim.com's new venture, and Microsoft is being sued for Windows 8 tiles. Our hosts today are Brad, Jody, Jason, and Steve, and our guest is Craig Ship from Hangout 10. How are you doing, Brad?
Hey, Jason, how are you, mate?
Not too bad. What's going on?
Not much, mate.
Got a bit of an echo there now.
Yeah, where's that echo coming from?
Not sure. You've been shopping?
Yeah, I have.
And what have you got?
I got the new iPad Mini.
Hooray. What do you think of it?
So far, I like it.
Yep. Better than your iPad?
Better than the iPad 3. It's more smaller.
Did you say you sold the 3 to get the Mini?
Yes, I did.
Yep, wow.
Not really fussed about the Retina.
Oh, okay. Everything runs that you need it to anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. I like the crisp screen, even though it's the same resolution as the iPad 2, because it's squished down in smaller pixels that are crammed together. It looks so crisp and really easy to read.
Yeah.
The form factor is brilliant. So, you know, when Tim Cook was holding it up on stage, go, look, it fits in one hand. I was like, yeah, whatever. But when I actually held one in one hand, it's like, wow, that really is a good thing.
Yep. It's so light, isn't it? It's very light and nice and thin.
Yeah, I went to Nextbite yesterday afternoon after work just to have a look at it and played around with one. And the guy was like, can I help you? I'm like, oh, I'm trying to come up with a reason not to buy it.
Okay.
Everybody wants it. I don't know.
So are you going to get one or are you going to wait for a bit?
We'll see. I sold my iPad 2 to a friend of mine to get the iPad Mini, but it just depends on how much I decide that I'll be using it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Also, we've got Steve back on. Hey, Steve.
Hey, how you guys doing?
How's the audio today? Is the audio a bit better today, hopefully?
We're getting a little bit of echoing, I think, but hopefully that'll solve itself.
Go away. And also, we've got Jody back on. Hey, Jody.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing pretty damn
fine. We had an exciting week this week.
We did indeed.
The storm.
The storm.
Yeah, we had a little bit of a storm named Sandy that blew through here.
A little bit of rain, not too much.
A little bit of rain, a little bit of wind, a few trees down, some buildings destroyed. Nothing important.
Yeah, I saw some interesting photos on Facebook where they had pictures of devastation and saying Sandy is making Apple Maps look correct.
There you go.
And then another one. Apple is going to sue Sandy for copying Apple Maps.
You know, it's nice though that people can make light of it. You know, the scary thing is that, you know, you think about Manhattan and how cosmopolitan of a city it is. And the fact that a third of the city has no power, no water, you know, it's really terrifying.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead, Steve. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, yeah, that's a big financial center, right, in New York. I mean, you got all your big financial companies there, so that can affect, you know, the whole United States, too.
Didn't a hospital get caught on fire or something?
I think that was a rumor.
Oh, was it? Okay.
They had to evacuate one, but I don't think there was a fire.
All right.
Yeah, I think they evacuated Bellevue, but I think it had more to do with the generator not being able to function.
All right.
You know,
cool.
And being able to have power.
Okay, good stuff. All right, well, that's gone away, has it, Jade? It's gone all gone?
No, there's Well, I mean, the storm is gone. Now it's the cleanup effort. And actually tonight on television, I don't know if you guys saw it over in Australia, but there was a broadcast, kind of a fundraiser to raise funds for the hurricane. Billy Joel and cool. There's a whole bunch of different artists. Bruce Springsteen.
And they canceled the New York Marathon.
Yeah, I saw that.
Finally. Yeah. Wasn't that the stupidest thing?
And you can donate to Sandy relief through the Apple Store.
Yeah.
Maybe they can switch it to kayaking. Or I'm just kidding.
Yeah, no. Anyway, let's move on. We got Craig Ship on today, Jason. He's from Hangout 10.
Yeah, welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show, Craig.
Good to be here.
And I'm sure you know Jody, as always.
Yes,
She's been on your show. You do two shows, don't you, Craig? You do.
Yeah, I have two that I am co-host on. One is Frederick Week. That was 10 o'clock this morning here in the U.S. That's Friday morning, 10 o'clock. And then we have one Monday night, 10 p.m. These are Eastern time. Monday night at 10, we have our Hangout 10 show, which is all about promoting other shows that people are doing.
Sweet. All right, we'll come back to you in a minute and have a chat to you about that. Got some news, Jason?
Yeah. Transport for New South Wales is reviewing taxi network regulation, and in documents presented in the closed-door forum on October 16 revealed it was considering whether mandatory network membership for taxi should be continued. Network bookings represent about 20% of hirings in Sydney and 65% in country areas, but Transport for New South Wales said customers distrusted these networks, did not feel in control of the process when told their taxi would be first available, and would like greater transparency on wait times. It noted that by comparison, apps such as InGoGo and GoCatch allow passengers to contact drivers directly, track the cab's location on a GPS map, and rate their drivers while offering drivers new ways to find work. And in a direct threat to the dominant cab charge payment system, InGoGo gives drivers a smartphone connected to a magnetic stripe card reader, which allows them to accept credit card systems, while GoCatch offers PayPal payment and will soon accept credit cards. Both are beginning to work with corporate clients and are undercutting the incumbent on fees. Other apps allowing people to book and pay for private car hires electronically, such as Uber and Dash, are just getting off the ground in Sydney. Mega upload boss Kim.com has revealed plans to relaunch his file sharing empire in January on the anniversary of his arrest in New Zealand on online piracy charges. The 38-year-old German national announced on Twitter his plans to launch a new service called Mega, saying a teaser website had received millions of hits in just a few hours. Details of the planned service were scarce, but the site promises to use state-of-the-art encryption methods that mean only users and not the site's administrators know what they are uploading. That would theoretically stop authorities from accusing administrators of knowingly aiding online piracy, the central allegation facing .com. And a small technology company based in Portland, Maine, has filed a patent infringement lawsuit against Microsoft over the elements, including in Windows 8. Surfcast filed the complaint on Tuesday in a U.S. district court in Portland, asking for unspecified damages. The lawsuit claims Redmond, Washington-based Microsoft, is using elements known as live tiles, rectangular icons linked to websites, apps, and other items. Surfcast said it developed the elements in the 1990s. That's the news for today.
Good news. And I also want to mention the news as well. There's BoxyBox has bought out a new BoxyBox, Jason, with DVR support now. You can record stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's DVR in the cloud one,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, $15 a month and records it on your computer, sends it up to the cloud. So watch out if you've got any uploads counted to your quota, because that could go quite quickly.
Exactly, yeah. What, have you seen that, Jason, the new BoxyBox?
No, I've just heard about it.
Okay.
And apparently you can watch the shows on your iPad or your iPhone, that sort of thing.
Yep. Yep, and I hope it comes to Australia because I'll be getting one. It comes over here.
Well, it's one of the things is not network or cable specific. It can just record the free-to-air through its inbuilt antenna and then upload it for you.
Yep, exactly, and very nice design box too. Very good. Green and on the bottom and stuff. It's really good.
You'll be getting one?
What's that?
You'll be getting one?
Oh, I'm going to try and get one, yeah. I'll hopefully get one when it comes out. What about the new Evernote?
New Evernote, tell us all about it.
Steve, you seen it?
I haven't really used Evernote. I heard about it off the top of my head. I can't even remember what it does exactly.
Oh, you know, there's a new update coming to it any next week. There's a whole new design layout of it and stuff for the app and for the iPad. So it should be good. It's all green and stuff and really nice. So it should be good.
Evernote's a good tool for people that don't have a perfect memory.
Exactly.
Oh, I definitely need it then.
There you go, Steve.
There you go.
You got any views on them stories, Craig?
Say again?
Do you have any views on them stories that Jason just read out to us?
Well, I mean, I think Evernote is a fantastic tool, and I'm looking forward to the update. I haven't seen the preview, but, I mean, it's fantastic as it is right now. And the great thing about Evernote is it's on all the platforms.
Yeah, exactly.
So whether you're a Windows user, iOS, Android, Windows, they've got just about everything covered, and you can put the client on there. And then, of course, all your notes are in the cloud, so you can access them from any of your devices. And it's just a bulletproof, reliable service that's been out for quite a while, and great company.
Yep, I agree. JD, you got any views on them stories?
Well, yeah, the only view that I really kind of wanted to mention was, and it wasn't mentioned during the news, is that Disney bought Lucasfilm.
Oh, I did too. Yeah,
yeah, that was huge. $4 billion, and George Lucas is giving the whole lot away to charity.
Unbelievable.
Isn't that something?
Wouldn't it be nice to say, yeah, I don't need that $4 billion. I'll just give it away. I've got too much as it is. Wow.
Well, he's a great guy by all accounts.
But do you think they're going to make another movie?
They are. Three new movies have been announced every couple of years from 2015 onwards.
Probably Star Wars, right?
Yep, Episode 7 Star Wars comes out 2015, and then every 2 years after that, they'll have up to three shows.
As long as they don't bring back that stupid Jar Jar Binks, I'm cool with it.
Yes, I like the Mickey Mouse.
What about Indiana Jones?
I'd like to see some nice, some good directors doing that as well. People saying they want Joss Whedon to direct Star Wars or Indy.
Yep.
I'd like to see him do Indy. Joss Whedon comes out with pretty good stuff.
All right, so is that it, Jay? You don't want to say anything else about any stories? Is that what you want to say?
We can ask Craig about his Circle of 10 or...
All right, Hangout 10, let's call that Circle.
Hangout 10,
yeah. Craig, tell us about your Hangout 10 and that you have a show, Frederick Week.
Well, you know, going back to the very beginning, when we first started doing Hangouts on Google Plus a little over a year ago, some of us started recording Hangouts because we thought it was a good way to create content, like you're creating content right now. And so I used ScreenFlow on my Mac to record a Hangout, basically, because they didn't have Hangout on Air. And then later on, Google saw what we were doing, and they kind of liked what we were doing. They kind of embraced it, and they created Hangouts on Air, which you can create a Hangout in Google+. You can have up to 10 people in there in a normal Hangout. The fantasy football, I think they can have 12 people, but in most Hangouts, it's 10. So you can have those people in a Hangout, and then you can broadcast it or stream it live on YouTube. And that's all free. It's all a free service that Google Plus offers. And so not only are you streaming this content on YouTube, but it's also being recorded. So you're creating an archive. You're creating a video in your YouTube account that then people can watch later. It can be up to 4 hours long. So you could do a marathon show like Dan McDermott's doing his Google Plus week right now, and he usually goes the full 4 hours. And then once you're done, that video is processed on YouTube, and then depending on how long it is, 4 hours, it might take a half an hour to process. And then once it's processed, anybody can watch that show, if you will. And so I came up with the idea that we should have a guide to all of these shows. We should have a place where people can go and look at a schedule and find an interesting show that's produced in this manner that they can watch. So Hangout 10 came about. So if you go to hangout10.com, we've got a link through to it's just a table that we have the shows that are currently scheduled in there now. The only requirement to be listed is it has to be a reoccurring show at a regular time frame so that we can put it in a time slot, and then we can help promote the show. And you've got one on there. You've got Tech Luster on there.
Yes, I do. And I got a lot of views last week, by the way, too. Craig, you just want to mention that?
Yeah, and so we're just going to... This is a long-term project. We're working at it. We need about 240 shows to have a show in each time slot, 24 hours a day for 7 days, right? I think it's something like 220, 230, would fill every single one of those one-hour time slots. And then let's say we have 1,000 shows, then we'd have like 5 shows to pick from each time slot. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to slowly build up the schedule so that people have plenty of selection and things they can choose to watch.
Well, how many shows at the moment do you have so far, Craig?
We've only got maybe 10 shows on there.
Okay.
So we're just getting started.
All right. Jody, any questions?
Yeah. What kinds of shows do you feature, Craig?
We're looking for any kind of shows that are family-friendly content. So they could be a show on cooking, on sewing, on some kind of hobby. We have a nutritionist that's going to do a show. We have a couple of variety shows on there already. Google Plus Week, of course, is on there, and it's all about Google Plus. So any topic you can think of, if there's something that your listeners are passionate about and they want to have a voice, right, and they want to talk about what they're passionate about, just get some friends together and schedule a regular hangout and create your show.
And what kind of shows do you already have in the group of shows you're featuring?
Well, again, I mean, we have Google Plus Week, we have Tech Luster, we have My Frederick Week show. Folks can just go to hangout10.com and just click through to the calendar, and they can look and see what's listed there now. It's not a whole lot of shows yet because we're just kind of getting started with this. And it's not easy because we're looking for shows with people that are consistent, that do it at a certain time, like let's say Tuesday nights at 8 o'clock, and that they're consistent about that week after week doing their show. We're not interested in listing shows that are catch-as-catch-can and that may or may not happen and so on. So we want to get a schedule that's pretty firm and that we can rely on the shows. So we don't just list anything. We make sure that we know that people are serious and that they're actually going to do the show. And so we might wait until they've done it for 3 or 4 weeks and make sure they got a track record of doing the show consistently, you know, before we list them on the schedule.
Okay.
Do you promote the shows or do you leave it to the individuals to promote their own things?
Both. I promote hangout10.com any chance I get. That's one of the reasons why I'm on your show right now. And when I'm on Dan McDermott's show, which is one of the most watched shows of a hangout on air type show, I always have on my lower third, I always have craigship.com, which is my website, and then I also have hangout10.com right there on the screen. So I promote it as often as I can. And then one of the things we ask people that are listed on the schedule to do is for them to also promote Hangout 10. So for example, when Brad does Tech Luster, he can mention sometime during the show, for more interesting shows, to look at a schedule of other shows that you can watch in other time slots, go to hangout10.com. And so if we all work together promoting that as a central location where people can go and find these shows, then really everybody's going to benefit. We'll create a synergy and everybody will benefit from this that's doing a show.
I see. So on can this. You, sorry, Steve.
So like you can go there and watch them live on your website, right? And then how about once the show is over,
you go to the schedule and you just click through to the show. We link to the show. So we would link to the YouTube channel or wherever the people are broadcasting the show live each week, and we just link to that. So
yeah.
So we need to get a valid URL from whoever's doing the show. Usually it's their YouTube channel. And then the people just click through, and then they click and watch the show.
Well, how about like once it's done, because I know it also saves it on YouTube. Do you put the – let's say they miss it live. Can they still like go to that pre-recorded show?
That's right. They can click through and watch those shows, watch the archives anytime they want to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's nice to watch them live if you can, because a lot of these shows you can interact with. You can get in the chat on the YouTube channel, and you can ask questions and interact with the show. Dan gets a lot of interaction with his Google Plus Week show. A lot of people asking questions and interacting with the show live. So that's pretty
cool. Oh, yeah.
I see you've got broadcasting tips and tricks with some information on what some good equipment and mics to use. What do you recommend people use for their setup?
Well, I'm using a Blue Yeti mic here that's plugged right into my USB. Anything to get you decent sound and try to get that mic a little bit close to you. Try to keep room noise down. Try not to be in a room with like polished floors and nothing on the walls and where you get a lot of echoing. You know, it really you have to experiment with it until you get something that sounds right, and you have to have a decent amount of light on you because, of course, we're talking about video as well as audio. And so, yeah, all of those things are important, and the people that take this seriously, you know, they'll go out and get some lights. You can just get those little clip-on lights at the hardware store that are like $8 each and put a, you know, 100-watt light bulb in them and have them coming in at an angle onto you and just light yourself up and have a decent mic. Sometimes you might want to have a headset so that you don't get feedback, your earbuds or something for the sound that you're listening to. Yeah, and so we put those tips on there. And that's another thing we'll do on the Hangout 10 show. If people join us Monday nights at 10 p.m. in that show, the whole purpose of that show is to help people that are doing shows or thinking about doing shows. That's the whole purpose of that show, is to promote shows and to help people get their show started. That's what that particular show is all about.
That'll be very useful for beginners. There's a lot of people who probably want to start a show but don't know how to go about it and think it's probably going to cost them a lot of money or too much time to do, and they don't know where to start. So that'll be a great start for them.
That's right. This is going to cost them very little money. They can get a good mic for, you know, $50, and they can start out with just using the built-in mic in their laptop and just start cheap, and then get a headset and then build up from there. A couple of lights, like I said, are very cheap. The Google is nice enough to provide all the bandwidth and all of that for free. That's usually what costs a lot of money, and that's all free. So the platform is all completely free. So if people have something they want to say, if they got a message they want to get out there, there's really no excuse anymore for not getting involved in something like this and doing it. You're not guaranteed an audience, but the first step in getting an audience is have a message, right?
Yeah, if you don't have a message to start with, the audience isn't going to come.
That's right. Have an interesting message. Find you.
Does Google have a way to monitor your statistics of viewership and that sort of thing? And what about monetizing it?
That's a good question. The channel that you broadcast from, which is typically your channel that's connected to your Google Plus account, you can go into your video manager and you can see how many hits you're getting, how many views you're getting. So you can keep track of that. The views that happened when the show was live do not count. So let's say you have 20 viewers, you know, and then, you know, some of them fall off, a few more come on, and during the show you might have 50 or 100 live viewers. That doesn't count towards the hit count in the archive. Once right. The archive is processed, the hit counter starts over again from zero. So then you'll have a cumulative count of how many watch that archive as time marches forward. And I believe you can monetize a Hangout on Air video just like you would any of your other videos that are in your account. There's a monetization option, and if you choose to do that, you can do that.
Neat. I know YouTube is good. Of course, before they had this Google Plus Hangout, they were good at showing statistics on all your videos that you uploaded. And yep. So I figured, you know, that's already been built in. So, you know, yep. It should be easy.
Yeah, the analytics are all still available even on these. These end up being a video just like any other video that you would upload to YouTube. Once the archive is up there, it's treated pretty much the same way. You can edit it up there. Now, I will tell you that if it's longer than 2 hours, then the editing that you can do is extremely limited. So if you want to edit your video once it's up on YouTube, you want to keep your shows under 2 hours, at least the way it stands right now.
That's a long show.
All right, yeah. Good network, by the way, Craig. Hangout10, mate.com. What made you start all this? Has it been around for a while, or how long has it been around for?
Well, I registered hangout10.com a while ago. I didn't really start using it and putting this together until fairly recently. But the idea came about because we were doing some of these shows, and it's like Wild Wild West. There's no organization. There's a couple of websites that are kind of like guides to these shows, but it's a little bit catch-as-catch-can and disorganized. And so I'm trying to figure out a way to bring a little bit of organization to that. And still let people do their own thing. It's still their show. They're just part of a collective that's getting together to help promote the shows. So it's totally voluntary. If somebody's doing a show, they obviously they don't have to participate in Hangout10.com, but there's no fee to them for participating. So, you know, they might as well. They're going to get some promotion of their show. Now, in return, like I said, they have to mention Hangout 10 sometime during their show to do a little cross-promoting. But that's all they have to do, and I think that in the end that will be of great benefit to all of the people that are doing shows that are involved.
And well, of course, I've done that before. I was part of a collective for a little while. It only lasts about 3 months before they decided to quit it, but which was the shows.net, and it was, you know, if it would have lasted and kept on going, you know, we pretty much cross promoted each show. You know, we were on each other's show, and so that idea, you know, I think it can work, and then you can build your audience from other people's shows as well. And
absolutely.
So,
you can come on as a guest on another show and help them out. Absolutely. And the thing about this is, I look at this as a marathon, not a sprint. I'm in this for the long haul. You know, it's the tortoise and the hare. I'm the tortoise. I'm going to just take this nice and slow and easy. If it takes me 2 years to fill up the schedule with quality shows, that's fine with me.
Oh, yeah, I'm not saying yours is not going to last. This is a totally different situation, by the way. So.
Yeah, and see, there's no real overhead to doing this. So there's no downside to me doing it. It doesn't take me that much time to add a show. Doesn't take me that much time to take a show off if they go off the air. So it's not that big a deal for me to, you know, maintain it. And there's no good reason for me not to do it. You know, so therefore I'll do it.
Definitely. And what sort of equipment do you use when you do your show, Craig? And tell us about the other show you do, Frederick Reek.
I do. I have Logitech C910 cameras.
Nice,
it's the video camera that I use. It just plugs into the USB. I also use Logitech C9000 cameras in the other office I have here. Both those cameras work great. C9000 is probably about $50. The C910 is maybe $75 or $80. Then I'm using a Yeti mic in this office here, which I'm talking on right now. In the other office, I have a mixer hooked up to the computer, and I have a, like a desk mic hooked up to that. So I have good audio there as well. So there's a lot of different ways that you can get, you know, a decent broadcast, if you will. The other neat thing about these Hangouts is you can share your desktop. When we did the special Hangout about the hurricane, we talked about the hurricane earlier. We did a Hurricane Sandy Hangout while it was making landfall at about 8:02 p.m. that night. We were in a Hangout, and we were tracking it, and we were bringing up all the different, on different screens, like the radar shots of it, and we were going to websites where we could get wind speed numbers and actual data about the storm, and we were really reporting the facts on exactly what was happening, whereas most of the networks were doing a lot of speculating on what was happening. We were trying to get actual facts, and we did a pretty good job. We had people all up and down the East Coast. We even had somebody in New York, and we were going to various websites where we could get the data, and we ended up doing that for like almost the full 4 hours. That was one of my longest Hangouts, so I think that was just about 5 or 10 minutes short of the 4-hour limit that when we wrapped that. So it's a tool that can be used a lot of different ways, and it can be a very effective way to communicate information.
Good job, mate. And tell us about Frederick Week, your other show.
Frederick Week is every Friday at 10 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
It started out being a local show focused just on Frederick County, Maryland, USA, which I have a community website there called frederick.com. And we talk about things going on in Frederick, events, things like that. But we also talk about technology, and we also have people from out of the area join the show and interact with the show. We've had people from Australia. We've had people from Europe, from England, from all over come into the show.
We've had Jody on. Jody was on.
Jody, I believe she was on.
She
absolutely.
Came on,
yes.
And she was represented Tech Webcast.
Yeah, and
yes, she
should. Really, she should pop in as often as she can on Friday, because that show gets a lot of views. So anytime she can pop in and plug your show, she should do that, even if she just comes in for 5 minutes and says hello and plugs the show and leaves. I'm okay with that.
There you go,
went over 20,000 views on that show about a week ago.
Wow.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So, and Craig, what's your view on the new iPad Mini?
From everything I've read, it is a fantastic device. I am going to wait. I decided today, actually, that I'm going to wait until probably I get back from Florida. I go down to Florida for the winter, and I come back in about April. I'm going to wait till I get back up here, so probably in May. I'm probably going to update all of my iOS devices so that they'll all be using that new plug. You know, so I'm going to update that here. I'll update my iPhone, and I'll get an iPad Mini.
Well, I say don't wait that long, mate. Just go get one today, because they're selling like hotcakes.
Yeah, I know. But I'm probably going to wait because I really like my iPhone 4S, to tell you the truth. And everything I have right now uses the old 30-pin plug. And I've got a bunch of chargers and a bunch of cables around here. I've got like 4 chargers and cables in my bus. I've got some in my guest room. I've got them in here. I just got them everywhere. And when I switch over, I'm going to have to switch all that stuff.
You could make your own Apple Store, mate. Sounds like you can make your own little Apple Store there.
I'm going to switch everything all at the same time, make a clean switch.
Yep, I agree. Switch
everything over to that new connector.
If you're going to buy a new Mac or something, just send the old stuff to me. We'll use it.
Just box it all up and just ship it over to Australia.
Yeah.
It'd be closer for me to ship it to Philadelphia, and then you come in and visit Jody and get it from her.
That's a good point. Now, Steve, you're
maybe it only makes it to Philadelphia.
Maybe I won't. But hey, Craig, you're gonna meet Jacob Jones, aren't you, next month?
He was supposed to come on the show this morning. He didn't show up. Jacob.
I don't know what happened.
He was on Frederick Week.
Oh, really? Is what for? Talk about what?
To talk about your show.
Oh, that's right. It was. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, Steve, you want any questions for Craig?
Oh, I think I covered everything.
All right. Jason, any more questions?
I'm good, thanks.
Jody, any more questions you want to mention before we go?
No, I just want to say, Craig, good luck with it. I think it's a great concept, and I'm looking forward to participating.
So are you going to do a show?
I have a show. I just have to read.
Another show.
Just put your show on there, Jody.
What is the show that you do now, Jody? Other than this one?
A2SM, Addicted to Social Media.
And is that just an audio podcast?
We've done it both ways. We've got 92 episodes in the box already. I'll share it with you, Craig, and see if it fits within your agenda. But I think it will. We've been on hiatus for a bit. But You know, we're ready to get it started again. And we had done some as Hangouts and Hangouts on Air once Hangouts on Air started. So
you've already done that?
Yes.
Well, cool. I think you should rejuvenate that, because I think it's a good platform to do shows, because you're automatically on YouTube, you know, once you finish the show. So it's very quick and easy to do. If you do the show right, you don't have to do really any post-editing to the show. I think it's a very convenient way to create content.
I agree wholeheartedly.
That's a great,
because there's none of this recording it now and then editing it and then uploading it later and all that. I mean, it's all just done live during the show.
Yep.
All right. Yep. Good job. I reckon Jody should be on there in the next couple of weeks.
And then she can promote Tech Luster and Tech Webcast and all of those things too.
Oh yeah.
All right.
Absolutely.
Craig, do you want to say before we go? Do you want to mention anything else? What sort of guest you
have? I think it's great what you're doing, Brad. I think that you've got a great podcast going.
Thanks, mate.
The one thing I want you to look at is I want you to look at this program that I use, Cast, because I have trouble downloading your podcast sometimes using that program, and I want to get that fixed, because a lot of people use that program.
The podcast app just got updated this morning. You should use that.
Okay, so, but what I'm saying is, let's also, off air, you know, let's talk about this other app, because it's very popular.
I've used Castle, but I'm
sure that your thing is working on that too.
I don't really like it. I've used it before. I'm not a fan of it.
But a lot of people do use it.
I'm sure they do. Steve?
Yeah.
Craig said, where can they get you on Twitter and that sort of stuff?
Well, my main website is craigship.com, okay? CraigShipp, two P's, craigship.com. And my Twitter is the same thing, craigship. Okay. And then I've got links from craigship.com to all of my content, and to my YouTube, my Flickr, everything.
All right. And Craig, do you want to give a shout out to anyone, or do you want to give a hi to goats or anything like
that? The goats are doing great. It's getting a little bit cool, a little bit chilly.
Cool.
But they kind of like that weather. And you got to come visit. You'd like the goats.
Yeah, I reckon the goats are great. I've seen them. They're really nice. Jody, what about you?
I don't have any goats.
You have a dog, though.
You'd like them. You would, Jody. You'd like them. They're real cute.
Yeah.
Yes, you can find me on Twitter as Sunswept, and you can find me here at Tech Webcast, or you can find me at my website, which is webmarcom.net.
All right, Jason?
You can find me on twitter.com/Wallock, W-A-U-L-O-K.
Yep, and me, Brad, I was on Tech Webcast. Steve, where can I get you?
Justin.tv/LinuxCoolDude and Twitter, which is Chatterbox_live.
And yes, indeed, number one has bought the dust. Another episode has been done.
And Steve lost the game.
And Steve lost the game.
As simple as that.
That's it. Too easy, mate. And hangout10.com. Go put your show on that and get promoted. And have you
thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah, thanks for coming on, Craig. Appreciate it, mate.
Well, I appreciate what you do. You're a dynamo. You're an internet superstar. Well, all of you.
Well, I only wish that would be true.
Hi, Glenn from Aussie Tech Heads. Latest, most up-to-date, important tech news that affects you from Australia and the world. Weekly podcast available each Friday through iTunes. Watch the live stream recording of the show at live.thesecrethub.com each Thursday night, 7:30 p.m. or GMT plus 10. Call in live via Skype or chat in our lounge. However you get us, just make sure you do. Listen or visit our website for more information, www.aussietechhead.com.au. Aussie Tech Heads, Australia's longest running tech news podcast.
Well, that's it for Tech Webcast this week. Thank you for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed having your mind expanded. Tune in next week for more tech talk with Brad, Jason, and whatever crazy guest they've managed to rope in. Don't forget to get the Tech Webcast app from iTunes. Follow us on Twitter at Tech Webcast, and of course, check us out on Facebook too. Until next time, may the tech be with you. Peace.